This shouldn't be a thing.
And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg at me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. The headline reads, Florida Man Games returned for round two as teams vie to be the world's worst superhero. Well done to Daniel Cozen, who has the byline on this. The Florida Man Games are back for round two. Teams from around the state trying to prove they have what it takes to join the ranks of the world's worst superhero. After the success of last year's inaugural Florida Man Games, it was moved to the St. John's County Fairgrounds so they could have more spectators and tailgating. Teams from around the state, from Fort Myers to Pensacola, competed. Last year's winner, Team Hanky Spanky, were returning to defend their snakeskin championship belt. Also competing this year, the all-female team called the Ballbusters.
Of course.
Croy Bruns, a 29-year-old who works for Dave & Buster's, took part in the weaponized pool noodle competition.
What?
Mr. Bruns has lived in Florida his whole life with the tattoos to show for it. He says he believes that a true Florida man never prepares for the games.
I get that. That's a very Florida thing to say.
According to Mr. Bruns, they're just born ready to be great. They're born ready for the trophy, and they're ready for the title, and each year someone new has to be born for it. He says the Florida Man Games are something you won't find anywhere else. You got that right, and we're glad for that.
I was going to say, and thankfully.
Mm-hmm. We've got the Olympics. They've been around forever, but yep, they don't have gator tossing. Can't argue with that.
I'm going to say this. Nature always wins.
They don't have a contest where you've got to hold your beer and fight someone at the same time.
You've never been to my family reunions.
Beyond just watching the sporting events, guests can also get into some Florida Man shenanigans themselves, including riding a mechanical alligator and the ever-popular lawnmower racing, hosted by NASCAR driver Jeffrey Earnhardt.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you think anyone, like, gets endorsement deals on anything from this? Like, five-hour energy drink?
There's so much potential there.
Four Loko?
There is so much potential there. This is on brand for the way I thought it would be, said the ring announcer, Che Durina. It's the right level of grimy, extravagance, and debaucherousness. It's exactly what I want. It's a lot of people day drinking, a lot of people getting sunburnt, a lot of people just partying and acting foolish in the best way. So next year, there's time. You can prepare for it for next year.
Yeah, we should do. We should think of what our Wisconsin...
The version of?
Version of.
The Florida Man Games?
Not like a lumberjack thing, but like take their Florida Games and what's Wisconsin's idea of that one?
We could do that.
We could do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be a thing.